You've got the concept and you've got the passion, but where do you go from here? Every business needs those simple strategies to get their passion project the funding it needs to survive. She's a small business owner and knows firsthand what it takes to get your business on its way. You're listening to Womenpreneur Funding with Smita Singh.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Womenpreneur Funding. Today we talk to DC Cordova, a pioneer woman in the entrepreneurial world. I was really honored to have her on. She's really well known in her field and has taught the who's who of the industry. The interview is a bit long, but I'm sure you'll enjoy every bit of it. The key takeaways that I want you to pay attention to is number 1, be realistic about the industry you're in. Number 2, put systems in place, and very important, clear the blocks to deservability. Change your mindset to abundance and you will start seeing it in your life. Also, another key thing to keep in mind is not to go out looking for capital when you're desperate for it. Build your structure and details with a strong niche and the funding will come. When I was talking to DC, I could hear a big gust of air every now and then. And when I asked her about it, she told me that they were actually the waves next to her house. I thought that was quite amazing. So if you listen carefully, you can hear the waves in the background every so often. All right, ladies, so let's get to it. We are ready to rock and roll with DC Cordova. I'm so honored to have you on my podcast, DC Cordova. For those of you that have not heard of DC, which I highly doubt, she is the epitome of woman entrepreneurship. She has had so many feathers in her cap, it was really hard for me to summarize her achievements. She is the CEO of Accelerated Business School's Money and You, a global organization. Her goal is to transform educational systems around the world in an effort to eradicate poverty and hunger. DC is a mentor and has worked with high-level entrepreneurs and business leaders, sharing her Money and You program. Hear this, some of her graduates include Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, Paul Mitchell, Kim Kiyosaki, T. Harv Eker, and the list goes on and on. Imagine being permanently rewired to think like a multimillionaire is the essence of the Money in You program. Now, before I keep going on and on, DC, you've got to jump in here and tell us a little bit about your fascinating journey. You started so long ago, and there was it was so hard for women at that time.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you did it, and where you are right now is amazing.
Thank you. Well, I started nearly 40 years ago. I was in my early 20s. I was very successful. I was in the legal field first as an assistant legal secretary. Then I was an interpreter, English mm-hmm. and Spanish. And then I became a court reporter, and I was on my path to becoming an attorney. And so by the time I was 24, I was making a lot of money. I was really happy, really, really unhappy. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand why, because I had done everything that I was told to do. So I literally went on a personal journey, which was very unusual at the time. People just didn't do that very much.
Right.
And I had a little bit what could be considered an enlightenment experience on the island of Hawaii, and was told that I had a job to do and that I wasn't put on earth to be a party girl, which at the time, I always tell all my young friends, if you ever have a time machine, you must go back to the 70s. It was very, very wild. And one of the things that I did was I went looking for what was this job that I needed to do, and went on a spiritual journey. But at the same time, I had this whole background in business from my mother had been a very successful hair salon owner. We were middle class, but she was very successful. My auntie, the same thing. And so I had come from a family of women that had been very interesting and fascinating. And at the same time, I had been in court where you learn so much about business and money and lawsuits. I actually was in that environment for 8 years. And that is really the foundation in many ways of what I grew up to learn. And in 1978, when I was 28 years old, I ran into the Business School for Entrepreneurs, the first of its kind, experiential in training, transformational in nature, because people had to really get in touch with their own blocks and whatever was holding them back, but very solid in business education. And that totally matched my personality, what I was looking for. And to make a long story short, I learned the principle so well, I became a partner. Mm-hmm. I learned how to tell the clues on when it was time for me to, you know, just buy people out and when to, you know, go on my own. And in 1985, there was a young man that had attended our programs by the name of Robert Kiyosaki, who had become a friend. And it was my idea. Robert and I became business partners. He married his beautiful wife, Kim Kiyosaki, a few years later. And she also became a partner later. And for 9 years, we built overseas the business of Money and You, which is a 3.5-day transformational entrepreneurial program where we teach very quickly 44 hours of entrepreneurship. And then we have a thing called the Accelerated Business School for Entrepreneurs, which is 9 days, and where we teach the four major areas that an entrepreneur needs to know: sales and marketing, people and organization, money and finances, and really what is it that you're going to do to add value to humanity. And so my work became my dream life. And we are huge in the Asia Pacific region. We now have over 100,000 graduates, but I have a very strong mission. I have a purpose, which is to uplift humanity's consciousness through business, a mission to transform educational systems around the world and eradicate poverty and hunger. And then I have very clear policies and rules of the game on how I participate with people, a very clear business model. And all of this comes, of course, from being sitting in the back of business schools for 36 years with some of the greatest masters that either came to teach or we studied their principles, people like Edward Deming that put the Japanese auto industry on the map. And so we learn from true masters and apply that to real life situations. And I, of course, continued to become very successful, became financially independent about a decade ago. And this frees me up to me move into a new business for me, which is renewable energy, because I'm following the clues on what is next. And that's what a lot of, that's my basic overbrush, you know, background. I have many different stories, of course.
I love it. Yes, you have, and you have such a wealth of information. I hear a certain noise in the background.
Yes. That's my ocean. I live in San Diego on the cliffs.
Wow.
And if I close all the windows, I'll get too hot.
So
everybody just kind of feel that beautiful sound is beautiful big waves that we have today in San Diego.
I love it.
Winter time. So that's the noise you hear.
I love it. So we get your wealth of information and a piece of ocean today.
Yes, it's actually subliminally. It actually works really well, believe it or not.
That's wonderful. I know. It probably calms me down. I can feel it right now. Great. So let's get into it. I know, I had touched upon it a little bit. You've been doing this for so, so long. You have so much, such wealth of information. When you started off, there were so many handicaps as a woman entrepreneur.
Yes.
What do you see are the top two challenges that you see that women entrepreneurs face? I mean, you've seen it in all of these years. Can you shed some light on that?
Yes, of course. Probably the first two would be the lack of systems. Mm-hmm. That people don't understand, women don't understand, that many don't, that there is a certain way of doing business. You don't just you know, all of a sudden just create something. You have this great idea. There are systems in place. There are things like what we teach, the business success model. This is why we've had so many people become, you know, millionaires and have built big businesses out of attending our programs, because we're very systems oriented. So that's something that I really want women to understand. The other one is more of a personal thing, which is to understand that even today in the 2015 and on, that women are considered still not to be equal to men. It just, there is no country on the planet that that has occurred yet. And so, and there are certain places that is even more deeply ingrained in certain industries. So it's really important for women to learn how to work with their handicap, so to speak. Right. So I was Latina. I was good looking.
You still are good looking,
thank
by the way.
Thank you. I had a certain look that I looked a certain way, well endowed, and you know, and I was cute. And so people didn't think, certain people didn't think that I was very intelligent. And you know what? That was totally okay. At first, I took it personally. And then I realized that I needed to really power up with entrepreneurial education and with business knowledge. And that's when I started listening to the cases that I was hearing in court and in the depositions. And even when I was being a an interpreter differently, and I began to learn what is called patterns of thinking from masterful attorneys, from masterful judges and business masters that were being brought up into cases as, you know, authorities and experts. And so I learned so much from them, and I realized that and then later you learn in some very powerful books, including The Art of War, that you really don't show everything up front. You kind of hide some of those beautiful assets that you have until the appropriate time. And I learned that very well. And learning negotiations is key. Learning all the things that I cover earlier that we teach in our Business School for Entrepreneurs and our Money and You program is very important to accelerate the process, because now the speed of the world is so different. Anybody who's over 50 will tell you that the world is so different at how it's moving. So if you're not that experienced, you can get thrown like a big wave that crashes onto you, and you don't have the ability to be able to swim out of there very well or what to do. That's the same thing that can happen in business. So power up with entrepreneurial education.
Got it. So the courses that you teach, now women are able to, do they have to have a certain experience, or are they, you know, decide, okay, I'm doing this in my life right now, and maybe I want to take it up a notch, and then they can go ahead and sign up for your courses?
Well, no, it actually is for very young people. We have people as young as 14 that attend, all the way to people that are in their 80s, because we are very family oriented, and it's mostly by referral. You know, people are going to have the opportunity to go through the different links that you'll have for us, and people will go and look, and they will see that how interesting the variety of people that talk about our programs. And the reason is because we're teaching generalized principles. So in China, for instance, we'll have billionaires that will be sitting doing our programs next to people that got the whole little villages to pay for them to attend these programs. And the reason is because what we do is we teach certain business models. We teach, this is really important for women to know. There is a business success model, which we teach, and I'm going to go through it very quickly. And if you would like, later I can give you the link to a download.
We would definitely put that in the show notes.
And this is a thing called the business success model. First, you learn from masters, which is what you're doing. And I want to really, really congratulate you, because I feel that you are doing a tremendous service to women and to the world bringing different masters. You then create a niche, which your masters may have passed on to you the way mine did, mm-hmm. or you may learn from certain masters how to improve on a niche that you have created, something that no one else is doing. Then you have to leverage that niche. And the word leverage, mm-hmm. the word systems, leverage, and love are three of the most misunderstood words in any language in the world, because people don't realize that those words mean a completely different thing than they think they know. So they all have to be studied and explored and tried and experienced and put to work. And you can only do that by experience and by making mistakes. So leverage is one of those tricky things that you will know that you're leveraged when you no longer have to go to work to make money. Mm-hmm. When you can just kind of like hang out anywhere you want to, and that paycheck, those royalties, that money still coming in, and businesses that you have set up to create that. Then the next step is to do it through an aligned team. You can only reach leverage through an aligned team. And that's the hardest thing in the business success model, which is to know people. And then, of course, then you create a thing. Once you create a, I already shared some of my secrets, mm-hmm. create a clear purpose and mission, clear rules of the game. What are you going to exchange? What are the weaknesses? What are the strengths? And then, of course, you then are going to create this experience of synergy, which creates results. So this is really important. The business success model is a model that just about anyone can follow, and it's always there. So if you look at any big business that's successful or small one, it's there, but that is when it's creating automatic income.
That's right.
And so that's very helpful.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, what do you think, DC, for new woman entrepreneurs that are just starting out, what do you think are the three most critical steps from going from the idea phase through execution?
So pretty much they need to be very realistic with the industry that they're in, mm-hmm. and not be in love with their product or service, but be in love with their customer. As one of the great marketing masters, a wonderful man by the name of Jay Abraham, whom we took to Asia long ago. Mm-hmm. And he always teaches that. That's the biggest thing that we have to be careful with. And I have found that to be true. Mm. The other one is to do planning. And I'm going to move into this. Again, planning is another word that's very misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And you need to do a step-by-step of what it is going to take for you to reach the goal that you want, the result that you want. And you must do research to find out every step. And if you don't like a step, mm-hmm. you still write it down. That also is going to be a tool for you to support yourself in raising capital later. If you're going to want someone to fund you, mm-hmm. there are certain personality types that we teach in our Money and You program. We go into a lot of detail about this, but there are certain personalities that are like just like overviews that move very fast, others that are very chatty, others that mm-hmm. love systems, and another one that needs to know every detail. And I find that many successful, very successful people that can fund a project or a company, somebody that's going to come in and be a VC or right. something that's going to support you, they're going to want a lot of details. So you need right. to do the planning. And the third one is clearing the blocks to a thing called deservability. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, if you have never made more than $100,000 a year, $50,000 a year, and you are now speaking of building a business that maybe is going to bring you even just $200,000 a year.
Right.
You have not made that. So you think you want that. I mean, I can meet anyone on the street and say, how would you like to make $250,000? This is how most network marketing companies bring people in, by bringing in people that make that kind of money and show them as an example.
Right.
With those people are exceptions, but there's no reason why you can't be an exception with all the tools that I'm sharing with you right now. Mm-hmm. And you must clear the blocks. You must release. You don't tell your friend fantastic idea to a friend that has never made more than $50,000 a year, mm-hmm. that you may be making millions, because they don't have it in their context, in their consciousness, to be able to see a good deal. It's impossible. And I really want women to get this. So you have to surround yourself with people that are used to making millions, that are mm-hmm. used to making automatic money, with masters and mentors and a network. And that is one of the biggest things we offer, is a network of extremely successful entrepreneurs that will take you under their wing and support you in building your deservability.
I love it. I love it. And that's so true. Mental barriers is so, is really a barrier to a lot of women, because we feel that we don't deserve it, or it's the imposter syndrome, or how can I do it? That is so true. That's one thing that we really need to take out of our mind.
Well, there's one more thing. It's mm-hmm. in your DNA for you to be a nurturer mm-hmm. and for you to want to help people and to be a rescuer. It's in our DNA. Mm-hmm. It's in the female DNA. It's men are the providers. Men are the hunters. Right. The women are the gatherers, and the women are nurturers. So we are suckers. Mm-hmm. Like when we're negotiating, like, oh, well, you know, I'm happy with this amount. And then the person, and you know clearly that that is not going to be a fair negotiation.
Right.
It's probably going to cost you more. But then your DNA kicks in, and you want to be liked. You want to be friendly. You want to rescue. You want to take care of. You want to be a mother. Mm-hmm. It's great things when you're building a team, not when you're negotiating. When you're negotiating, you need to have your skills. You need to be clear. You need to know what is the least amount you're going to take and what is the most that you can actually negotiate that is realistic. Mm-hmm. So know that as a woman, we're very different from men. And I'm also going to talk here because we live in the 20th century.
Yes.
And I'm talking now about people that are also, you know, gay, homosexual, mm-hmm. whether they're men or women. They have to be very realistic which of those attributes do they have in their bodies. Mm-hmm. Because they could be very feminine or they could be very masculine. And then the same thing, if you're too masculine, then you come across very aggressive, which is not attractive either. So these are the things that you must know yourself. Know your strength, know your weaknesses, and your team around you. Create a mastermind. I have been in a mastermind since I was 26 years old. I have had a mentor since I was about 26, 27 years old, mm-hmm. and never not had one, so that they will give me the feedback that is realistic and I can be told things by others that I may not be able to see.
I love it. And that was exactly what I was going to ask you, is what is the role, how important is the role of a mentor in, you know, your business and your entrepreneur life? And, you know, also for a woman entrepreneur, where should women entrepreneurs look for guidance or mentorship?
They really need to find a woman that they admire and that maybe has done what they want to do or have the attributes, the personality, and the heart that they may have. There is an alignment of purpose that needs to occur. So I have been very clear from the very beginning of my career because of the spiritual work that I did, mm-hmm. the foundation that I had in this career. Remember, I had another career prior to this. Mm-hmm. And in this career, I learned that I have to have alignment of purpose. Right. So I can't work with someone, for instance, that wants to damage the environment so that they can have profits. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to do that. And then, of course, now, you know, 35 years later, I'm working on environmental business with one of the biggest, the greatest green entrepreneurs on the planet. And so one of the things that you need to understand is that it's very important. And if you know, mm-hmm. if you look at yourself 5 years down the line and this particular person or mentor or business partner or business spouse, a personal spouse, mm-hmm. if you know that 5 years from now, you're not going to land in the same island together, mm-hmm. then it is a tough one. Because so emotional. Women have larger emotional aspects in their brain. We have a piece of our brain that's bigger. This is scientifically proven. Mm-hmm. This is not made up. You can Google this. And so women are more emotional, and it's so hard for us to complete, release, let go. Mm-hmm. And mentors are the same way. You have to find a mentor, and this is not an easy thing. You know, there's a lot of mentors for sale right now. You know, there's a lot of people out there that you know, people, they get paid for. Now, I just want to make it clear, my apologies, I don't mentor anymore because I am very busy. I'm a CEO of two companies, and that's why a lot of people may not have heard of me until they Google me, but I've been on the background. But what I do is that I take people through programs, and then they kind of look around, and we have a lot of mentors in our network, and I can guide them a little bit. They will say, how about so-and-so? And then I'll know a little bit about their personality. And of course, I know my mentors really well. And sometimes I say, you know, not that one, but that one. Mm-hmm. That one is more congruent with your spirit, with where you're going. So sometimes you even need a mentor that can guide you to find a mentor.
Right. And also, do you think it's typical if, as your goals are changing, you, I guess, change your mentor, or maybe you find somebody who's more aligned to your goals at that point?
Yes, but that has to take years.
Right.
That's one of the mistakes that people make. There is a generalized principle we teach in Money and You, which is called precession, which is the mathematical, the physics term for ripple effects. And one of the things that you need to understand is that you need to be very focused and committed to a business between 2 to 5 years, and depending on your industry, maybe 10 years. If you're going to be a top designer, it might take you 10, 20 years. You're not going to get there in 2 or 5 years. That's impossible.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So this is where you have to really do your market research in your industry. How long does it take for you to reach the pinnacle and the success that you want? So you must be committed to something. Then the universe, if I may use something as hokey as saying that, it's not something that I use very often, but right now it comes to me to use it. If the universe brings you the perfect mentor right then and there, you will know. And this happens to me with my spiritual teachers. Mm-hmm. I've had some of them for many years. And then after 12 years or something, a new one, they kind of like begin to release. I release, and then a new one comes in, and then I'll spend another whatever number of years with them. But with my mentors, I have a financial mentor that I've been with for 35 years. Mm-hmm. He's extremely wealthy. We have alignment of purpose. And I check things with him, and he's very tough. And, you know, he's now moving into his 90s. And, you know, and I said, what am I going to do when he leaves this world, you know? And he's really healthy. So, but I'm telling you right now, there are certain mentors that you may never leave because they are a constant in a certain area. This one is in my financials.
That's wonderful. How we all wish we could find, you know, that perfect mentor.
You will.
Yes.
You will. There's no wishing. Put the word out. You just put the, like right now, everyone listening, just say, I now attract and identify the perfect mentor for me right now. That's all you have to say.
Wonderful. Awesome.
Don't hesitate.
Great. Now coming back to, you know, a little bit more specific about funding, when do you think a womanpreneur should reach out for funding, and how do you find the right kind of funding?
Oh, okay. So one of the things you need to do is really educate yourself in this area. You need to, there's so much great information on the net. First, study, read, research about funding. The best, I mean, there are some great tools that you can look at. Then you begin to look at your own situation. And I always say to women, decide whether you really need funding. Mm-hmm. Or is there something that you could sell? Is there something that you could do that maybe you could save and do your own funding? I have to be very honest with you. Mm-hmm. My business has been funded at least 3 times by my super duper condo on the ocean. Oh. And that's because I preferred at the time. I don't do that anymore, but I right. did at a certain point in my life, in my career, because I've been here for 30 years. So every once in a while, I say to people, this has been my bank, because it kept going up in value. Right. And I was working on my own business, and I would refinance it and use that.
Right.
So sometimes if you're very clear and certain, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Then when you decide, one of the ways that you can decide whether you're ready for outside funding is by doing a business plan ahead of time. And there are some great templates that you can find. Mm-hmm. And when people get to know me, you can write to me. Through the links that you will have for me. Mm-hmm. And I can recommend a couple of people that have fantastic business plans, templates, planning charts, templates. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you can go ahead and for only like $500, $1,000 altogether, you can go ahead and put together an amazing business plan. At that point, you can then pass it to some masters. Right. And if you are part of the Money in Your Network, probably some great people can read it. And then they can tweak it and say, okay, now you're ready to go and get funded. But not by just deciding that you are ready to go fund and get funding because you don't have the money. That is crazy. That is why so many people lose money.
Right.
And they lose their reputation, and they then get set back and never go back to being an entrepreneur. Right. So you have to be very smart. You have to take all the steps, and then that will support you in knowing when. And once you're that clear and you have run this by certain people, then the chances of you getting funding so much gets expedited, it gets accelerated, and you will be so much happier.
Wonderful.
And be able to succeed and pay them back.
That's right. Yep. So if you could offer a first-time entrepreneur one piece of advice, the most important piece of advice about funding or money, what would it be?
Make sure that your product or service is really hot. Mm-hmm. It is unique, that you have patented if needed. You can put a trademark on it. It's not a copy of somebody else's work. It is unique. What is your unique selling proposition, and why someone will want to invest in you and this product or service? Is the uniqueness of the product that is so important. And if somebody, like for instance, I'm able to receive royalties because we were really the first on the planet of entrepreneurial, experiential, transformational education. Mm-hmm. There have been some people that have attempted to grow their business as big as mine,
right. But
they took things either from me, little things, or from others. And they can, once people start doing research on them, they always find me,
right,
and then realize that they actually copied, and they lose all credibility. This includes some big names out there
right. That
they have attempted to go into my business. So it's really important for you to have a solid product, because now with the internet, people really can go and do research on your work. Mm-hmm. So but everything I'm telling you right now, I have expedited all of your listeners' lives by decades, because I'm giving you the core learning experiences that I've seen in the business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These are really words of wisdom. Definitely. Great, DC. Okay, we're going to get into the lightning round.
Okay.
And these are, just short answer questions, and we want to get to know you intimately.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready?
I am ready.
Great. Okay, what trophy would you want on your mantle?
I would like a Nobel Prize for having been part of a team that eradicated poverty and hunger.
I love it. What is your guilty pleasure?
Driving my beautiful car, listening to absolutely gorgeous music in gorgeous views in Hawaii in the desert.
Nice. And with the top down, right?
It actually has a sunroof. Of course, I had a top down for 30 years.
Yeah.
I have a sunroof.
Wonderful. What are you most passionate about?
I really am passionate about eradicating poverty and hunger. It is something that has run me since I was 27 years old, before I even started in this business. And I am passionate about that.
Wonderful. And what is your one productivity hack?
Always do in the morning the thing that you do not want to do that day, the thing that you have not, you are going to hate to do that. Do it
right,
because it will take all your attention all day long. And then from there, you go into income generating activities immediately. That's going to create leverage. And then you do one humanitarian thing every day. You can do it just 5 days a week. But if you do something good for another, the universe will bring you beautiful gifts. So those were three hacks.
Right. Nice. Yeah. The first one is definitely eat that frog, womanpreneurs. Eat it early in the morning.
Yes.
Yep. What is your personal motto?
This moment is the first moment of the rest of my life. At any given moment, everything can change. At every given moment, I can transform a judgment, an upset, a hurt, and I can make a new decision that can change my life. Every moment is the first moment of the rest of your life.
I love that. The world is your oyster. Go out and get it. Yes. All right. Last but not the least, what would you do different if you were given another chance?
I would have aligned myself with tougher mentors at times that I made big mistakes and have heard their advice more deeply than I did. It would have accelerated my success even more. So I don't regret too much. I really don't.
Right.
But that I wish that for myself and for many others. Just tough mentors are worth the weight in gold. And some of the things they recommend to you, we don't want to do. We don't want to hear it. And you know what? If they have the experience and they love you and they have proven to be in your court, it is a really good idea to listen to them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I love it. Thank you so much, DC, for coming on the show and sharing such wonderful golden nuggets with us, with all our womanpreneurs. You are our inspiration.
Thank you. Aloha nuu, as we say in Hawaii. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, DC.
Another episode of Womenpreneur Funding. Be sure to visit us at womenpreneurfunding.com so you don't miss any of our tips from some of the industry's leading entrepreneurs, investors, and business owners. Remember, you've got the will. Let us help you find the way. Until next time.